Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guest this week, Joshua Lopez from Lockport, New York. In this era of COVID-19, he's helping kids cope in more ways than one.
I'm firsthand in the streets with these guys. I do own the number one video game toy store in Western New York, Toys from Lowe. So these kids are in and out my store all day long. I have 7 children of my own from ages 25 down to 2 years old. So I'm in the loop, per se, with the youth. Lockport as a whole, as a city, has taken every opportunity away for these kids that ever existed. I mean, we have no carnivals, no parades. We have no community centers, no rec centers, no kids centers, no YMCA anymore. You got to understand, these kids don't have 2 parents. They might have a mom and not a dad, or vice versa. Their lives are based on destruction, negativity, lies, drugs, drug abuse, crime. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And to understand that, you can only live it. You cannot understand what I'm saying from a book. You have to live it and experience it to know what it feels like not to eat breakfast, not to eat lunch, not to eat dinner for 3, 4, 5, 6 days at a time. To have a mother or father that's addicted to drugs. And when you finally have an adult like myself that reaches out and wants to help, you're scared.
I mean, living in Lockport, you guys know all too well with the tragic shooting of that young girl. And I know that the wheels were already set in motion before that to do something to help these kids out. Just to educate our listeners, what exactly takes place? I know you guys take some kids out bowling, but what can you tell us? What are you doing?
So what we do is, every Friday, we either choose bowling or skating at the local skating rink and local bowling lanes here. We pay for all admission, food, drinks. You know, masks are required as long as they follow the COVID guidelines. Everybody passes temperature upon entering the building. They were allowed in and experienced, you know, a free night of fun, staying out of trouble, no worries. You know, and they didn't have to be scared.
Yeah.
And it was in the prime time of crime. So you figure from 7 p.m. until midnight, that's, you know, prime crime time for teenagers. Their hands are idle, and we all know idle hands are the devil's tools.
Sure.
So we can make their hands, you know, be occupied in their minds with a smile. Again, it's all worth it.
Yeah, hats off to you guys for really stepping up to the plate and pitching in where government leaders have failed to do so. How long will you guys continue to do this, Josh?
Right now, we've put it on a hold for 3 weeks due to the spike in COVID in our area. We had 3 events with over 575 different kids attending over the 3 weeks, and not one case of COVID, not one cold. Nobody called us and said, hey, you know, we got a cold, just, you know, a heads up. So we are going to continue to do this until we financially can't do it anymore and when the donations stop coming in.
You're around young kids your whole life. It's what you do with your business. And your message to that kid right now, Josh, because we've spoken to oodles of them that just, they feel like throwing in the towel. They see no light at the end of this tunnel. What's your message to that kid right now?
My message for them is, take me for prime example. I'm 41 years old. I had a rough life just like them. I've been in and out of prison my whole life. One day an opportunity came to me and I took it, and life is good. So my message to them is just keep believing in yourself, and there are good people in the world that want to help you with nothing in return.
That's Joshua Lopez from Lockport, New York, this week's Hometown Hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.